Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Whew, I am in the studio right now with fancy new artist Rosetta. How you doing, Rosetta?
Kia ora. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well, thanks.
Heck yeah, we had a bit of that scare of the fire alarm this morning.
Yeah, it was good. I think it kind of broke the ice.
Yeah, I reckon you couldn't focus on being nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
You were like, well, we don't know what's happening now. But now we are in the studio here. So yeah, let's just get into it. If you want to introduce yourself a little bit and then get into your first song, I'm ready.
Yeah, cool. Hi guys, I'm Rosetta Stone. I'm originally from Wellington, but I spent probably the last 4 or 5 years living overseas, actually, in Paris. So I only moved back to New Zealand around 6 months ago, and now I'm in Auckland. I'm in my first year of studying. I'm doing music and communications. And yeah, this first song that I'm going to be singing is one that I actually entered into a songwriting competition through Play It Strange last year. So it's called Turn a Blind Eye. I'm trying to make words of these letters, but all I feel is small, and I'm fighting the urge just to say nothing at all. I'm stressed when I'm busy and stressed when I'm not. It's life in the city, want more than we've got. You got something to say, wanna be a big shot, well that's cool, okay, but no provocative thought. Justify, satisfy, keep on trying to turn a blind eye. Ooh, turn a blind eye. Desperate to feel unique, but I don't wanna be myself. This investment cost me my sanity for validation from somebody else. I'm bothered by the money-driven lives we lead. Cancel this and that and ignore your own greed. 'Cause everyone's an activist, but when it gets tough, silver spoon's always better than a paper cup. Justify, satisfy, keep on trying to turn a blind eye. Ooh, turn a blind eye. It's all too much, I start to drown in a guilty conscience, my feet can't find the ground. I haven't said enough. Oh, did you lose yourself in the mainstream crowd? I don't recognize the person you are now. It's somebody else. Justify, satisfy, keep on trying to turn a blind eye. turn a blind eye. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. I really like your finger picking.
Oh, thank you.
It's very beautiful. So how did you kind of get into music? Like, did you play guitar first? Were you a singer?
Well, I definitely grew up with music just being a really natural thing for me, and all of my dad's family is really musical, and so I just kind of grew up with that always being within my environment. There was always someone either playing music, singing, listening to music, or just talking about music.
That's so cool.
So it feels like kind of a part of me in that way. And then, yeah, I've been singing from a really young age, like just doing talent shows and stuff at school. And then, yeah, I kind of picked up. I did a little bit of piano when I was younger, but then did that classic thing of like doing piano lessons and then dropping it. Now regretting it, wishing that I continued. And then picked up ukulele a little bit, and then finally guitar probably about 3 years ago now, three or four years ago. And just started kind of learning with my dad and at home watching YouTube videos and stuff. And then, yeah, probably within the last 2 or 3 years, I started writing my own songs as well.
Nice. Oh, so you weren't always into necessarily like songwriting and stuff.
Yeah, well, I'd say that I've always been quite into writing in general and quite lyrical. And so I definitely started, I really liked writing at school and creative writing. And then I kind of got into writing a bit of poetry and spoken word. And like now I look back at it and I'm like, oh God, it's awful. But I think that's kind of what bridge the gap between music and creating my own music for me.
Very cool. So when you write your songs, do you write the lyrics first then? And are they normally maybe inspired by experiences, or are they made up? Like, you went to Paris. Like, did you write some songs about that?
Oh, my next one is kind of about that.
Beautiful.
Well, yeah, I think I definitely start with a concept or an idea that I want to write a song about, and the lyrics are a real starting point for me. I think I tend to kind of, my notebook is super messy and I'll end up kind of doing these big brainstorms, and I'll want to write a song about a specific experience, but then I really like taking my kind of specific and niche experiences and then relating it back to a bigger kind of phenomena or concept.
Nice.
And then, yeah, so that other people can kind of relate to it and it can broaden out. And then often I'll find kind of metaphors or things that I really like and want to like center a song around that. So yeah, the lyrics are kind of a starting point, and often I'll take the concept and then find a chord progression that I like and just kind of write from there.
Very cool. I'm a messy notebook queen myself.
Yeah.
I love
it. I think it's
like
the way to go.
Doodling, yeah. Having random thoughts, and then somehow you're like, these all go together.
Yeah, exactly. That's the fun of it.
All in a song. Yeah, very cool. Well, you know what? We made a perfect segue into your next song of you living in Paris. Maybe talk a little bit about that and what inspired your song.
Yeah, cool. So this song it's called Homecoming, and it's actually about when I moved back. Whoops, when I moved back to New Zealand from Paris. And I was just kind of struggling. I don't know about struggling. I don't look at it now as a sad song or as a song that's about something that was a hard time. I see it more as just a period of growth. But it was about moving back to New Zealand, because when I moved to France, I was 12, and then I came back 17. Yeah. So I felt like a completely different person. And I think I would have grown into quite a different person if I had stayed in New Zealand. And there's just experiences like that that kind of shape you. And I came back to New Zealand, and yeah, I struggled a little bit with how far away everything felt, and I was kind of pondering this idea of what felt like home for me, because I'd come back to visit New Zealand every year, and it was great, and I have heaps of family here, and so that in a sense feels like home. But then there's so much of New Zealand that felt almost foreign to me, because I just wasn't accustomed to it anymore, and Paris had kind of become my home in a way, even though there was so much there that felt foreign and I felt like an outsider. And so I kind of wanted to relate it back to this bigger theme of, I think, just being a young person and trying to find your place and where you belong and what feels like home, and also asking these kind of big questions of where is there always going to be one place that's a person's home, or can it change throughout their life, or are we even meant to have one place as our home? Yeah. So, I don't know. It's kind of a lot of big questions.
Rosetta's coming in with a deep thought this morning, guys. I definitely relate to that theme because I'm from the US. Mm. And now I've been here for almost 3 or 4 years or something.
Yeah.
So I wonder what it'll be like when I actually go back to my hometown. Mm. Because I've been forced to feel like this is home for like so long now.
Yeah.
And I feel like my identity will be almost split, like between feeling like I'm in New Zealand as my home or the US.
Yeah, I totally feel
Who
that.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to hear you delve into these topics.
Awesome. The song's called Homecoming. Nothing's changed, it can't have been that long ago. But the person I left as feels like a ghost. My accent has changed. Don't know how. Are people acting strange? Did I miss something, or is this just how it is now? And I wonder, is it really homecoming? If an old life's already torn down, tell me, when does nostalgia become brewing in the past? And how long should I dwell on things that I know will never last? Is it possible to not yet? Make you too sad? Is it possible to not yet have been home? Are we meant to leave out spaces that we outgrow?
Thank you. Those high notes as well. What are you, soprano? Like a super soprano.
It's in there hiding somewhere.
Oh my goodness. The soprano. So, so many questions. Did you speak French when you were in Paris the whole time?
Yeah, so I moved there and I didn't speak a word of French. Mm-hmm. It all happened kind of quickly because my dad got offered a job and then within a year we'd moved there. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't speak any French. I hadn't really travelled outside of New Zealand and Australia. I was this little 12-year-old who didn't know anything, and I just found myself in the centre of everything in Paris. It was kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I definitely picked up French. So I'd say I'm pretty fluent-ish now.
I speak a tiny bit of French. Ooh. Yeah, I used to visit my families every summer, and They're all around Paris in like, and I have some family in Nîmes as well in South France.
Yeah, cool.
But I think it's called Torcy or something. Oh, yeah. The suburb that they're in. But yeah, oh my gosh, I was just like, est-ce que je peux, you just lisez le toilet, s'il vous plaît.
No, I definitely have embarrassing stories of like someone asking me a question and just being like, yeah, in French, and then them being like, what the question was, what was your name? Like, it's just like,
you're just,
oh,
like,
okay,
yes,
yeah,
that is my name.
Yeah, yeah, just nod and smile and hope that everything's all good.
At 12 years old too, was that really difficult, like with your friendships as well, trying to find?
Yeah, it was interesting because I was leaving Wellington at the same time that all of my friends were going to high school.
Oh,
so
true.
Everyone was kind of branching out anyway, but it made it strange when I came back to visit because a lot of people were kind of spread out all over the place. And and it wasn't really the same dynamic anymore, and I'd changed and they'd changed, and yeah, so it definitely was a big adjustment, but there's still people that I went to primary school with that I keep in touch with that I'm still close with since moving
back.
That's
so rad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's just get into the last song.
Yeah, cool.
I'm stoked to hear it.
Awesome. Okay. This song is called Expiry Day.
Cool.
Every morning to kisses so soft on my neck. Oh, French toast and your silhouette, and we listen to Stevie singing, who am I to keep you down? Is it selfish? Oh, that I wish you would wait around. Oh, you and I, so old but so new. Oh, my mind, it's colonized by thoughts of you. We both know I'm moving, there's no point in betting on us. It was good while it lasted, expiry day kind of love. Thank you. raindrops on my window as I drive away. A little voice in my head yells, turn back and stay. And I'm gonna come down, 'cause you were my ecstasy. But is it comforting or lonely back in reality? I'd like to freeze time with you. I don't need to tell you we can't keep on growing tied up. But I'm sad that it's ending, expiry day kind of love. Expiry day, kind of love.
So was that also like about you leaving then?
No, it was about me leaving Wellington to move up here, actually.
Dang.
Yeah, I know, I've kind of moved around a bit.
You displaced yourself so many
times. I know, it's kind of weird because I moved back to New Zealand and I only had 6 months in Wellington before I moved up here for uni. And so it was kind of this weird limbo period.
Yeah.
And I had this huge journey of adjusting back to New Zealand, and then within the last 2 or 3 months, I was really digging Wellington. And I did feel like I needed to kind of move to Auckland anyway. I kind of knew that this is what I wanted to do because I want to be in a big city. I want to, I don't know, have some time away from Wellington because it felt too connected to my parents and now and me when I was so young. And I needed kind of my own space to grow and be a
fair enough
adult, I guess.
I relate with that.
Yeah. But I did, yeah, I kind of ended up having a little romance that was and then it kind of had to fizzle out because I was moving, and so that kind of whole concept of
dang
a summer fling, I guess.
For sure.
Yeah, that's what that song's about.
But do you reckon you're better for moving around so much?
I think so. I think it's definitely, it's shaped me as a person and it's taught me a lot, and I wouldn't, despite the fact that a lot of my songs about it sound kind of sad, I definitely wouldn't trade any of those experiences for anything.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm so, so blessed.
All of you listeners considering moving somewhere random to find yourself.
Do it.
Surely do
it. Yeah, you should. Yeah. It'll be hard, but it's good.
And how can they continue to follow you on your journey?
Okay.
You can plug your social medias.
You can follow me on Instagram. It's Rosetta, Rosetta dot Stone, Stone, underscore. I post a lot of stuff on Instagram about my music and stuff that's coming out. I might be playing a few gigs in April, maybe. And you can listen to that first song that I played, Turn a Blind Eye, on Bandcamp because it's released in the Lions Foundation Play It Strange competition album.
Cool.
Yeah, in the Pink album. So, that's basically where you can listen to me.
Follow on Instagram and Bandcamp, Rosetta, everybody. It's been a great time
having
you.
I'd love to just, if I could, give a little shout out and thank you to Play It Strange and Radio New Zealand, NZ On Air. And also 95BFM for having me. Thank you so much. It's been heaps of fun and I'm very lucky to be here.
Thank you for so much for being on my show this morning. It's been great having you. That was Rosetta, everybody.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.